It's been about half a century since the Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first man to travel into space on the 12th of April 1961. The spacecraft took him there for 68 minutes. Today, humans are preparing for new manned missions to return to the Moon and push on to Mars. But what if we could travel all the way to the next planet beyond Mars, to Jupiter? Well, to start with, if we travelled at the speed of 193 kilometres per hour, it would take us 459 years to reach Jupiter. That's how far away it is. It's a huge distance. In fact, Jupiter is about 778.5 million kilometres away from the Sun. Because it's so far away, a year feels like a really long time on Jupiter. In other words, a single year takes 4,333 Earth days on Jupiter. It's actually the largest and most massive of all the planets in our solar system. If you put the masses of all the other planets together, Jupiter would still be almost 2.5 times bigger. That means that you could easily fit 1,300 Earths inside the giant planet. We can count ourselves lucky that we don't live on Jupiter. The temperatures there are pretty incredible. The average surface temperature is a cool minus 110 degrees Celsius. As you move closer to the core, to the centre of the planet, it reaches a scorching plus 35,000 degrees Celsius. So now you know about the long journey and the wild temperature changes. And you're still keen to visit Jupiter? Well, here's a word of advice for any potential space tourists. While Jupiter does have about 67 moons that we know of so far, which is kind of nice, it doesn't have a solid surface. That can make life on the planet kind of hard.